This is Michelle O'Donnell, and you are listening to The Breffni Early Show.
Breffni, you come all the way from Ireland for this adventure.
Isn't Breffni Early a real tonic, full of positivity?
It's an amazing story, Breffni, with a wonderful, happy ending.
All of those things on your bucket list wouldn't necessarily have led you to do the World Cycle Race.
27 countries, 490 days, 18,000 miles on a bike.
You've decided that's it, you're going to keep giving yourself challenges.
Welcome back to episode 25 of the Breffni Early Show. It's great to be back in a weekly schedule again. And I am really excited about this week's guest. Sometimes you know when you click on this what you're going to get. You know the person from TV. You've seen them in the magazines or newspapers. This one, you might not know the name, but I promise you, you're going to absolutely love the story. It's very close to my own heart for a load of reasons. It reminds me of stuff that I've done in my personal journey up to now in terms of setting challenges and ticking things off lists. And trying to do it all to help a really, really good cause as well. This week, I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by kind of my neighbour, Michelle O'Donnell. Michelle, yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
We're over in your house in Auchnashiellin in County Leitrim, in the wilds of County Leitrim. And looking out the window, we're surrounded by just greenery everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a really beautiful part of the world.
It sure is.
But that accent is not from here. So tell us a little bit about you and where you're from.
Okay, well, I was born on the beautiful island of Jersey, near the beach. Couldn't have moved further away from the beach, but anyway. My husband is from Donegal, and we used to travel up through here to go and visit his parents when we lived in Jersey. This kind of area attracted us, really, in particular the mountain. So we just bought a piece of land, built a house, and...
The rest is history.
The rest is history. Here we are.
Now, the reason why we're speaking to you today, because I suppose we got to share that story with a few people, that's why we're here, is no more than my own challenge 10 exercise 8 or 10 years ago when I was in a bit of a funk and just decided I didn't really know where I was going with my life. I wanted change. And you found yourself in a little bit of that situation late last year. Do you want to tell us in your own words maybe what exactly was going on in your life and what you did?
Okay, well, I just kind of am reaching the age of 50 this year, all right? Some people don't really like to divulge their age, but it doesn't make any difference to me. Like, it's just a number, do you know? But when you get to that age, it's a bit, I don't know, it's a bit weird. Everything changes, your perspective on life changes, and things that used to bother you before don't bother you anymore. I have done quite a few things in my life already, especially over the last 4 or 5 years, but I just wanted something different to do, you know, set myself some kind of challenge. So this was actually born out of a bit of a laugh with a few friends going, oh, do you know what, I'm 50 next year, let's do 50 things that I've never done before. And there you go, we started making a list, and that was it, away we went. And I decided that it was going to be, if I was going to do something like that, I definitely had to do it for charity. One of the things that was on the list was to raise money for charity, because I've never actually done my own event before, you know, even though I've done like little bits and pieces, obviously, through the years, you know. So that was the thing, like, this is where we're going. So then we just sat down and started making a list of just random things that we've never done before, or that I've never done before. And that's how it happened. That's how it came about.
Now, it does seem, we'll go through the list. We'll probably go through the list in pretty much all detail over the hour or so.
Okay.
There's 50. Some people will be surprised by some of the things in there. Because
definitely,
I'm not going to lie, the fact that you've never been to a live football match. I know, I'll get shot for saying this, but I know some women just have no interest in sport. Some men have no interest in sport either. But the fact that you've never even been dragged along to support a brother... Nothing like that.
No.
Never been to again.
No.
So that's one of the things you haven't managed to get yet. But there's plenty of football around all summer.
Yeah.
You should get this all ticked off. This has to be done by your 50th birthday. So when is the...
No, it's not. It's over 12 months.
Okay.
Because it was actually born in October. My birthday's in June. So I'm actually 50 on Friday.
So we've 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days. No, so we decided that it was going to be over 12 months. So to give the full year, because obviously 50 things is a lot of things to cram into. So we say 50 things over the 12-month period. So it started on the 26th of October last year, which is when I did the 46-kilometer cycle, the Great Western Greenway. So yeah, so I have until October the 26th.
Okay, let's try and take some of these things in groups, because obviously visit the Titanic Quarter and take a Belfast Black Taxi ride can be done in the same day, effectively. Yeah. Or were they?
No.
Okay, why not?
Basically because the Black Taxi Tour was something, it was just something that I wanted to do, because I'm just kind of interested in the history and everything. And it kind of worked out that my daughter wanted to come along as well, and she arranged for the hotel and everything, so it was kind of like a girly weekend, and then we did the Black Taxi Tour then. But the Titanic Belfast was actually put on the list because my husband is very, very into the Titanic and all its history, very interested in it. So it was a challenge that I put down really to include him, do you know? Because not only are the challenges set for myself, I want other people to come with me on my journey.
Yeah, that is number 49 and 50.
Yeah.
Or 48 and 49 on your list. 48 is to do at least 20 of these challenges with different people.
Yeah.
And 49, as you mentioned already, is to raise money for charity. What charity did you select?
I'm doing it for Childline, ISPCC, just because I don't know, there's lots and lots of charities out there that are very worthy, do you know? And I don't really have a passion for any particular charity. Nothing's ever really hit home or anything. Just my mother and father used to foster children when we were younger. So I've always kind of seen, you know, that sort of looking after children type of thing. And also I do a little bit of safeguarding training in my volunteer side of my life. So there's always like a reference to Childline and, you know, things like that. So it was just popped out at me, and we just decided to, we'll choose that one, you know.
And of course, Carrick-a-Reid Rope Bridge would be, but also in that general vicinity. That one is particularly scary because I'm not great with heights.
No.
So what was the biggest challenge involved? That was it just the iconic, the kind of the Guinness ad from back in the day, or just?
I wanted to put a lot of the Irish things into it, like the Guinness and the Titanic and the Rope Bridge, and I can't remember what else is on there. There's the Cliffs of Moher, you know, because I think that, I mean, a lot of the time when you're living somewhere, you don't actually appreciate where you're living, and you don't visit the places that, you know, are so easy to get to for yourself, you know? So that's why I wanted to bring all that into.
What have been your favourite challenges so far?
Scafell Pike was okay. Absolutely.
Now, that's just not your average like 5K hike around the looped walk. Tell us a bit about Scafell Pike. First of all, for those that might not know, where or what is Scafell Pike?
Okay, well, Scafell Pike is the highest mountain in England. And I can't remember the feet off the top of my head. It's like 3,000 or something. But yeah, it's in the Lake District in Cumbria. And it is incredible, stunning, you know. And it was just one of the things, because I actually have climbed Ben Nevis, and I have climbed Snowdon, so it's kind of the third in those mountains in England. So I decided that I wanted to do that. Now, when I did it, I had people that were wanted to do it with me, but it ended up I had a free weekend, and it was like, okay, I need to get this done, so I'm just going to grab it and do it. So it's actually my trip alone as well, because that was another one of my challenges, was to take a trip alone. So I basically planned it from start to finish. I contacted a scout group over there who were absolutely amazing and helped me out incredibly with a lot of the travel arrangements and the accommodation and everything. And then they gave me a mountain guide as well, which was the Lake District Walker. So I used them, and the guide was just amazing, you know. And it was nice to be able to do that, to be able to go and do that climb without actually having somebody with me. Do you know what I mean? So I had the guide, and he had two other people on his tour as well. So I met two people from England as well who I never knew, do you know? So that was really nice. And obviously I didn't know the guys in the scout groups either. So I made a lot of friends over there, and it was an absolutely fantastic experience.
Let's move away from the list for a minute and find out a bit more about yourself. You're from Jersey, married a Donegal man, settled in Leitrim.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned your daughter. What does the family look like?
Okay, well, I have three children. So my daughter is the oldest, and then I have two boys. Now, I don't have young children anymore. My youngest one is doing his leaving cert next year. So, you know, they're basically reared now. So now it's a little bit of my time, maybe a bit selfish, but I don't know.
Is that kind of what might have inspired the list?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of my time now, so I need to do a few things for myself.
Well, you've certainly set yourself a massive list. You talked about the Great Western Greenway in Achill, from is it Mulranny
Westport
up through Mulranny to Achill. That was how you started. Who went on that with you? Who was there the first day?
It was actually two fellow scout leaders, they're two that I've kind of. There's about six or seven of us that go out and do different challenges, but as you know, people aren't always available. Do you know? So it normally ends up being three or four of us going along. So yeah, the two of them came along and joined me with that.
You're not gonna name them?
I can do, yeah. As Damien O'Brien and Fintan McCaslay.
Water seems to play a big part in these challenges. Mm-hmm. I see kayaking popping up a few times here. There's a 30K kayak. There's a night kayak. That sounds like, again, I'm talking about my own insecurities here, but I'm not good at heights. I'm not good in open water either. So kayaking, while I've done it before and I've done it in seas and rivers and oceans and I'm scared and petrified every single time, but you're doing it at night?
Yeah. The night kayak is phenomenal. I would absolutely recommend that to anybody. It was just, again, that was another thing that popped up on Google. And it was like, oh, wow, that sounds kind of cool. It kind of described it as a kayak on a saltwater lake. And that the algae that builds up in there is bioluminescence. So when you're paddling along, it kind of lights up in places. But it only lights up at certain times of the year. And, you know, the conditions have to be right for it to happen. So it just sounded interesting, sounded like something to do. So
where was that?
It's actually down in West Cork. It's on Loch Hyne. So it was a good journey down there for that now. My daughter came along with me and my youngest son, and that was the first challenge that he had done with me, actually. And we went down and we booked it with Atlantic Sea Kayaking. The guy that runs that, Jim Kennedy, he's a lovely, lovely guy. And when he heard I was doing it for charity, he actually refunded me my booking fee.
Wow.
So I donated that to the charity, because I thought that was a really nice thing for him to do, do you know? Actually, the guys from Scarfell Pike as well, the Lake District Walker, again, because I was doing it for charity, they refunded me my fee as well. So I've had that happen a couple of times when I've been out doing stuff, and I just think it's amazing how kind people are, you know, how nice they are and supportive they are.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things I've learned as I went around the world on a bike, was the amount of just absolute goodness for no want for anything reciprocal back. People just wanted to help and wanted to be part of something that's a bit bigger. And I think what you're doing is phenomenal. And I think people listening to this, it's a little bit disjointed because you're going up mountains and across lakes, and we're going to talk about dancing with Nathan Carter in a few minutes. It's just one of those things where they see the bigger picture and they're like, you know what, I really like what that lady is doing. We want to be part of it. And even if it's just a small way, and even if it's just, we're going to give you back the money and nothing change hands, we want you to have that experience on us. Yeah. I think that's really, really nice. I mentioned Nathan Carter, and it seems from anyone who's been following you on social media that you might just be prone to the odd little dance. Would that be fair to say?
I actually learnt to jive just last year. So it wasn't one of the challenges, because I'd actually started it before I started this. So I was a bit disappointed, because that could have been a good thing to add to the list. But no, I did start jiving. I had a lesson with Gerard Butler.
Yes.
And then I just went out practicing then with a few friends. And one of my neighbours actually is very good. He's a brilliant diver. So he takes me out sometimes when I see him out. So that you know, that is really, really good. And I love it. And it's great exercise. Really good fun.
It's the best workout you'll ever get.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's really, really good fun, yeah.
But to come back to Nathan Carter again, one of your challenges was to dance with a country star.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's not many bigger than Nathan Carter at the moment, although you might disagree with me. You might have your own personal favourites. I heard Derek Ryan's name thrown around a little bit. But what happened? How did that come about?
I'm kind of friendly with Jared Butler, because he has done Cowboys and Heroes. So Cowboys and Heroes is the big festival we have here up in Leitrim every year.
Last week?
Yeah, exactly. It was on last weekend, yeah. And, you know, we kind of know the guy that runs it. He's a bit of a family friend. So Jared obviously has been helping him out over the years. So I've kind of got to know Jared because we, as scouts, actually, we do clean up for them in the mornings. So we've kind of got to know them, you know, over the last couple of years. So I just asked Jared and I told him what I was doing. And again, he thought it was absolutely fantastic what I was doing. And he went through the list and he was like, oh, this is brilliant. Well, here, I can help you with this one. So I didn't know I was going to get Nathan Carter. He just said he'd sort something out for me. And then I've kind of been reminding him every so often. And Nathan came down on the Saturday night to do his gig. And Jared said, come on, let's go. And there you go, I had my dance.
And so did Nathan call you up on the stage or did he come down into the audience to you?
No, we did it just before he went up on stage at the back. Okay. It was like,
But you got it on video, so it did happen.
Yeah, he got it on video. Yeah, it's on video and it's on my page. It's there for everyone to see.
We might as well give your page a plug. Where can people find out all about this if they want?
So I have a Facebook page. It's 50 Firsts by Shelley. And I put everything up on there. So every time I do a challenge, I take photos, put the details up, just because I do want this to be transparent. I know some of the things are very quirky and some people think that some of them maybe are a little bit personal, but not, you know, they're absolutely fine to me. Like, I just put up what I've done, put up a few photos, whatever's relevant.
Well, look, I'm interested in what you've just said because nothing here seems particularly personal for me, but then maybe I'm coming from a background where I've shared this type of stuff online myself. What, for example, would have been...
Maybe the spa treatment.
Yeah. Well, did you show a video of you getting the spa? Well,
no. Okay. And the seaweed bath as well. That was,
Well, as long as...
That was fun, actually. The
seaweed was that bath in Enniscrone?
No, I did it in Voya in Sligo. Okay. Yeah, Strand Hill. But it is,
You've clocked up some miles.
I surely have. One of the things on the list there, the Jersey Island cable car, do you know where that is?
It's actually, I do. And I'll tell you why I know about it. Because I walked the Bear of Breffni Way January of 2017. And it starts at the end of the Bear Peninsula at the Jersey Island.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we could do a whole hour on the history of Jersey Island and the Bear Peninsula and O'Sullivan Bear and the retreat after the Battle of Kinsale. I could just talk about that for hours.
Okay.
But we're not going to do that today because that's for another day. But it's fabulous.
Yeah, the cable car was one of the things when I was going down the list. Oh, Lord, this is so far away. How am I going to fit this in with everything else I've got to do? So we actually had a family do just before Christmas and we were meeting in Athlone for a meal. So I said to my son, my oldest son, he brought his girlfriend as well. And we just said, right, we'll just go. We'll do the family meal and then we'll just go. And we'll actually go down and do the cable car. And then we'll scoot over to Kilkenny and do the hole in the wall, visit my brother and then come back up for Christmas.
Wait. So you went to Athlone, Jersey Island, back to Kilkenny home. Like that's an hour and a bit to Athlone. 5 hours to Dersey?
Four.
Okay, yeah, so, sorry, four, yeah, four yeah. from Athlone. And then back maybe three and a half.
Yeah.
And then another two and a half.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a weekend.
Yeah, and do you know the worst thing about that was they wouldn't let us go across on the cable car
because of
the
wind.
There was a storm.
Oh, that's devastating.
And I was absolutely devastated because we travelled that far. And when I came back up, I put it on my page and I just apologised to everybody and I said, look, I went down and I tried to do it. And because of my time constraints and everything else I have to do, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it again. But hey, do you know what?
It's funny because I've been there so many times. I worked on an event which ran the length of the Wild Atlantic Way, and it was one of the places where we used to go to take really phenomenal photographs of bike riders in just... with the ocean, with hills, with mountains, with just open road and no cars to be seen or houses to be seen. And it's so picturesque down there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But I've never been on the cable car.
Oh, wow.
So we're in the same boat.
I got on it. I did get on it because I went back when I went to do Loch Hyne in March with my daughter. It's actually quite close.
Yeah.
And that trip was actually 924 miles that I did. Because I went from Leitrim to pick her up in Athlone. Then we went down to do the kayaking. We stayed in a fabulous hostel down there. It was absolutely amazing. And the kayak was, like I said, Juman gave me my refund. But the actual night kayak itself, I recommend it to everyone. It's just the most peaceful, beautiful thing to do.
I can imagine,
And Jim Kennedy is just a lovely, lovely man and so knowledgeable. about the area. Do you know, it was absolutely amazing. And then, yeah, we decided the next morning, do you know what, while we're down here, let's go see if we can do that cable car again. So we did, and we did it, and we got across, and we walked.
Oh, you did get across?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I'm delighted. I'm absolutely delighted to hear that.
Yeah.
Reunite with an old school friend. Okay. Has that been done yet?
Half. I'll say half, because I've reunited with her on Facebook.
Okay.
And we chat.
Okay.
Now, she lives in Jersey still, so hopefully when I go and do my full marathon in October, that's when...
It's kind of a nice thing to finish up on as well.
It really is, yeah.
And you mentioned the marathon. Some of these are physical activities. I know you have Tough Mudders in here now. Mm-hmm. There's obviously the kayaking, there's 10Ks, there's half marathons. There was the cycling. How much had you done in the build-up to this? Like, would you have been an active person 12 months ago?
A little bit, but not as much as I am now.
Just so people can kind of get a sense of where you were, like, what does that mean in terms of like...
Okay, well, I used to smoke, okay? So I gave up smoking 6 years ago now. But over the period of giving up smoking, I did put on quite a lot of weight. And I would say probably, is it 2 years? Probably 2 years ago now, I joined Slimming World. And I just started on my weight loss journey. And I did really well. I lost 3.5 stone. And I started running, or I started training. Well, actually, I started doing a lot of hiking and a lot of extra walking. And I was just out walking one day and just, do you know what? I'm actually going to try and run. So I did. And I just used to run a little bit, get to that lamppost, and then I'll walk a bit and run a bit, walk a bit. And I literally just did it like that. And then eventually I was able to do a couple of kilometres. And I just kept building myself up bit by bit from there. And then just before I started this challenge, I did my first ever half marathon. I did Run Galway Bay. And that was in October last year. So, yeah.
So you had maybe the start of this, you were fairly accomplished. But previous to that, you hadn't been in the best place in terms of physical fitness.
Really,
So it is possible. It might take people a bit longer than the 1 year to get to that point, but still, it can be done by taking baby steps.
Yeah, it is absolutely about taking baby steps, one day at a time, living in the moment, and enjoying it as you go along. Because if you're not enjoying it, you're not going to keep it up.
A couple of little quick ones here. Teach someone a new skill. What was that?
I actually went into the Ballinamore Faroaga Club, and I taught the girls how to sew. And they were all actually doing their junior cert projects at the time. So they were all doing a little bit of embroidery. So they just needed a bit of a help with that. So I went in and I...
Learned to play a musical instrument.
I'm learning to play the piano.
Can we get a party piece?
I don't know about that. There's a video on my 51st page.
Okay.
So
people have to look it up there.
Yeah.
Take a picture every day for a year.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of interesting. What are you actually taking? What are you keeping a collection of in terms of your photographs? What do they have?
Well, mostly the challenges, okay, and then the plans as I'm going along, and then family photos. And you know, it is quite easy to take a photo every day. Like, I run and train and bits and pieces, so like I'd be taking maybe even if it's a screenshot of my run that I've just done, you know.
You mentioned the drink, the hole in the wall in Kilkenny. Get a happy birthday song from someone famous. Now, you did mention Nathan Carter before. Did we get two for the price of one there?
We didn't actually. But
it's not till Friday.
What did happen? No, I know, because I didn't have it on my birthday. So what happened was, we did the women's mini marathon this year. So there was 15 girls left from Ballinamore on a bus and went down, and we did the mini marathon. And then when we came back up, we went out to Cowboys and Heroes that night. So this wasn't the same night as Nathan. Nathan was on the Saturday night. But Derek Ryan was playing. So, yes, my son went and asked if he could sing Happy Birthday to
me. Good song, get you sorted. I like it. Zip It, Lock Key Forest Park. Now, that combines the physical stuff, it combines the heights, it combines a little bit of nerves to try and get over some of those obstacles. And those zip lines are pretty scary. How did you get on?
That actually was quite a funny one. When I put my list up very first on Facebook, the girl that I did Zip It with, her name is Lorna Thompson. She does cakes in Ballinamore. She's amazing. And she rang me and said, please, can I do Zip It with you? I was like, yeah, sure, of course you can. No problem at all. So she was my first person that was interested in coming along. So we had that booked. And we actually booked the very first slot when they started, when they opened up. So they did a little bit of a piece on us, you know, when at Zip It themselves, so they put it up on. So it's actually on their Facebook page. We were their first customers of 2019. So that was really nice. But yeah, we had a really great day. It is tough. It's a very tough course. And I wouldn't be fantastic with heights now. I'm not too bad climbing mountains because you've kind of got solid footing underneath you. But yeah, it's hard going. But yeah, no, we had a good time. We had a good day. And I got to know a new friend. So
it's all good.
It was good.
You went to see Tommy Tiernan, and that struck off go to see a comedian live.
Yeah.
What was that like? Tommy, I like Tommy personally, but he can be a bit like Marmite. People love him or people hate him.
Yeah.
How did you find his experience?
Wasn't sure, you see, because I hadn't really taken too much notice of him before, to be honest. And everyone kept saying, oh, look up on Google, you know, go and see some of his stuff before you go to him. I was like, no, didn't. So, but no, I really enjoyed him. I thought it was very funny.
Have you been back to see another comedian since?
No. haven't had a chance.
Do you intend to?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few that I'd like to see live, so.
No, it's an absolutely phenomenal list of things, but there are one or two things I have to pose serious questions about. The Listun Varna Matchmaking Festival. How does that work? What are your intentions?
I actually have no idea. It's one of those, there's some of the country stars playing at it, because they do have a country week. So yeah, I don't know, it's just a crazy thing to do, isn't it? It's just something to visit.
But the amount of travel that's involved in this, we talked about being in down to Cork and to Kilkenny and whatever, but for me, what I find the most challenging in this is the international travel, because mm-hmm. you're talking about the Jersey is for the marathon. Yeah. Amsterdam is here, you've mentioned Scaffold Pike already, there's stuff where did I see a few minutes ago? This list is so long, it's hard to find stuff in it.
Paris.
Like, take a hot air balloon. Yeah, Paris, climb the Eiffel Tower. Hot air balloon. That could be challenging to do in this country. Like, ideally, you want to do that over the Serengeti in Tanzania.
That would be amazing. But, are you offering?
Well, you know, that lottery win has come in really handy. But even, like, Loch Tay in Glendalough, which is gorgeous. Some of you might know it as the Guinness Lake. It's just up from Bray, from that side, up towards the Sally Gap. It's absolutely phenomenal. Mm. And a sunrise over Loch Tay sounds like an absolutely fantastic way maybe to wake up at some point. Will that be a camping expedition?
I hope so, yeah. And bit of a wild camp, I think, is what the boys have planned.
Oh, you're going with your, boys?
Some of the scout buddies, yeah.
Fantastic. What that you haven't done yet are you most looking forward to?
I am really looking forward to Paris. And climbing the Eiffel Tower, and I actually want to climb as far as I can
on the outside.
Well, I'd love to do that, yeah, if I was allowed.
I think you might get arrested. No, but you want to actually walk the steps,
yeah, definitely. So I'm very looking forward to that, because I've actually always wanted to go to Paris, but just never had the opportunity again. So it's just, let's go. The hot air balloon, they actually have a hot air balloon festival in Bristol every year. So I'm looking at that at the moment. The timing is just not perfect, but we'll have a look and see if we can, because a lot of the things clash with each other.
And you mentioned timing, and that's kind of, I'm going back now to my experience of doing something similar to this. It wasn't quite as full on, although some people might argue that it might have been, because I committed to doing 10 different things each over the course of a year, so each one had to get done every week. Mm. And scheduling was my biggest problem. So how are you coping with being a mum, being at work, with all the travel, with the cost? Because I know it sounds huge in terms of time commitment, but driving from here to West Cork to Kilkenny to here, including accommodation, you could probably be looking at, for two or three people, you could be looking at very little change out of €300 or €400 for a weekend. It's a week's wage has gone on a one challenge that where the cable car might not work. So how tough is that to kind of keep everything on the whole show on the road?
Yeah, it is very, the financial commitment to it is probably the toughest thing that I have to deal with. But, you know, I never thought about that at the time, never thought about it when I started it off, but we're fine taking one thing at a time and just getting one thing done and then moving on to the next. And I'm so grateful for all the bits of help that I get, you know. Now, I have had money given back to me, as I said, from the kayaking and everything, but I've actually put that straight onto my fundraiser, because I kind of see it as I've already paid for it, Do you know what I mean? So it's not my money, so I put that towards the charity. So yeah, but I mean, I have had a couple of things that are, I can't remember offhand now, but I have had a couple of things that people have helped me out with. So that's been really good. And I'm hoping there's going to be a few more that people are going to say, oh, I know someone that does that and I can help you out with that. You know, my sister-in-law, for example, actually has is involved with the Galway races for Ladies Day. So she's going to be looking after me for that.
So she'll sort out with all the winners.
Yeah.
That'll pay for everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorted.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Would you consider this a failure if you don't tick everything off that list?
Yes.
Well, can I be the first person to let you know, if nobody else has told you, that I think you're probably the only person on the planet who would think that only getting 49 of these is in any way, shape, or form a failure. I think it's phenomenal. Just what you've done already is absolutely fantastic. And for me, when I did my first set of challenges, I did everything in the first year and it was great. The second year I set another set of challenges and it took me, I think, 5 years to get through half of the second list.
Okay.
But I did it the way I wanted to do it, and I wouldn't consider it a failure, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I think what I loved about this when I heard about you first was, I just loved the idea of putting yourself out there, of trying new things and challenging yourself, and maybe a little bit outside the comfort zone at times. Some of this, like having a dance with your favorite country star, is not outside your comfort zone. It's something you just would love to do. What have been the biggest challenges you faced with doing this? You mentioned the money, but what other than maybe the financial cost of getting to all these locations, what has been the biggest challenge you found with it?
Organising it, you know, making sure that things don't clash, or if they do, that there's an alternative. Do you know, some of the dates are, even though it has happened to be fairly spread out, I haven't had anything too much that has crossed with each other, but I don't want to do too many of the challenges on my own. I really want people to come along with me. So when people do contact me and say, and they have done through Facebook and text message or whatever, you know, oh, I'd love to do that, I've never been able to do that before and I don't have anyone to go with, so can I come and do it with you? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely, that's exactly what I want to happen, you know. So it's kind of hard then to try and fit that in, you know, to make sure that it fits in with the other person as well. So that is, it is a bit of a challenge doing it that way. But, I you know, we're not doing too bad now. We've got quite a few off the list, so.
In terms of the impact you want this to have, what impact, if any, would you like to see this list and people who follow this list have maybe in their lives?
I just want people of my age, you know, like we've reared our children. We're at that stage in our lives now where we can be maybe a little bit selfish and go and enjoy things, but just want people to try new things. Enjoy life. Enjoy all the beautiful things there are out there to do and have fun, because, you know, it just keeps us happy, and that's what it's all about, I think.
When you get to the end of this, and I've no doubt in my mind at all that you will tick everything off this list, even the... if it means doing a run around from Bristol to Amsterdam to Paris and ending up in Jersey on the last weekend, I can see you making it happen. Forget about Tough Mudder or hell and back. That's going to be the assault course to remember.
Yeah.
But what comes after that?
I don't know, maybe 60 things before I'm 60.
See, that's more sensible, because that's only 6 things a year. So you can think really, the problem with that is you think big.
Yeah.
In terms of the, like, there's a certain adrenaline rush you get from crossing something off these lists.
Oh yeah.
And what I have found, and the one thing I was told before I went off on my cycle, was be careful when you come back, that you fall into a bit of a lull, because you've had this focus and this drive and this determination to do everything on this list, and you get to the 27th of October 2019 and your list is empty
and you're done.
What do you do with your day?
Recover, first of all, I should imagine, and then set some more challenges and start again, you know, do something different. And I don't know, it depends what comes out of this, I think, you know. If meeting new people and I have a whole pile of new friends, I've already got you know, some new friends from it, which is brilliant. So keep in contact with them and, you know, see if you can do other things along the way. I have a couple of things that I'd really like to do, and I'm kind of have them hovering in the background.
They're not on my list. Can you give us any little exclusives?
Well, one of the things that I've always wanted to do for a long time, and I don't really know why, is Hadrian's Wall. So it's just something that's there in my mind. And actually, when I went,
you're going
to
rebuild it, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to rebuild it. Yeah,
no, so to walk across, obviously, the border between England and Scotland.
Yeah.
That's from Cumbria to Newcastle.
Newcastle, yeah. Yeah, when I did Scafell Pike, I was actually talking to a couple of people that had done it and live along the way. So it would be really nice to actually go and do it now, knowing those people and being able to...
You've got a place to stay.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Fine.
Yeah.
What it has been the most rewarding experience out of this for you?
Probably Scafell Pike, actually. Just because I just met... So I know I keep going on about it, but because I met such amazing people, you know, and because it was partly involved in Scouts as well, which I volunteer in. So it was really nice to meet them. And the really nice thing about that is that I now know where there's a campsite, and I know the logistics of getting to it and the challenges and activities that are around. So I can now pass that on to my Scout groups in my county, and they can go and enjoy it too.
Do you think you'll bring a group to Scafell Pike in the future?
Absolutely. I can't see us not doing it.
I want to find out about the thing you gained from this that you didn't expect to gain from this. Because there's always things that happen that you hadn't budgeted for, that you hadn't anticipated happening. Mm. What's been the best side effect of this?
I think the fun side of it, you know, and being able to be out with different people all the time. But the really nice thing is the people that have been just so generous and so kind, like giving back the booking fee and like being accommodating, you know, and helping out as much as possible. I think that's really nice. It's just, I know there's kindness out there, but it's just when you get it, when you get a first-hand experience of it, you're like, oh wow, you know, people are just so nice.
I'm so glad you answered it that particular way, because that for me was the highlight as well. Was the people I met and the generosity I met, whether it was conversation, maybe refunding something, paying for a lunch, or whatever it might be, just being generous with their time or with their attention, was the highlight for me. And even now, it's still those people I'm still in touch with in India, America, Australia, wherever, it doesn't matter. It's an absolute delight to kind of see that for real. And you get to see that when you put yourself out there, because so often people sit at home and they watch the news, and the news isn't particularly positive about the generosity of people. In fact, it's the exact opposite. So I think sometimes people just need to put themselves out there a bit more and experience this generosity for themselves, because once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. It's absolutely and it's everywhere. And people just maybe take it for granted and then don't appreciate what others do for people who aren't as fortunate as themselves. But no, it's great. So why the ISPCC?
I don't really have a charity that I'm passionate about. Obviously, I have three children of my own, so children are highlighted, and I volunteer. I do a bit of safeguarding training in the Scouts. So, you know, the statistics for Childline and the fact that they have a 24-hour helpline there continuously is, you know, just it's worth the cause.
The final question, and we end the show with this every week, is if the listeners to the show could do one thing for you, what would it be?
Share my Facebook page.
Simple. Sweet.
Yeah.
Michelle, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for giving up your afternoon to have a chat with me. I know the listeners will be as inspired by your story as I was and continue to be. And I wish you the very best of luck in your globe-trotting adventures around Western Europe and the greater Irish island for the next couple of months. And I hope you do well in Listed in Varna.
Thank you.
And the very, very best of luck, and hope everything goes swimmingly for the rest of the trip.
Thank you very much.